Almost Perfect Podcast.
Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast, etc., etc. I'm not going to... not going to beat around the bush straight off the bat. I am not having the best time at the moment. On Saturday, I got word that my gran has had another stroke. Some of you will remember that the last time she had a stroke, I was there. She was, like, I was living with her. And yeah, this time happened. My mom was out shopping and she came home and my gran was on the floor. And she was doing okay-ish. She could talk a little bit. But yeah, all the effects of a stroke were there. And she got taken to the hospital. And it seemed she had another stroke at the hospital. Because, yeah, the next day she was worse off. And they did an MRI and they did an EKG and all of that. And it turns out, yeah, she did. She had a bigger stroke. And now can't talk and... can't really walk, and yeah, just is in dire straits. So that's been weighing on my mind quite a lot lately, and I haven't really felt up to doing much, if I'm completely honest with you. But yeah, this is a thing that, I don't know, got me out of bed today, I guess. And yeah, just... it's all just a bit fucking much at this point. Like, it's been a lot for a long time. Things have just continually stacked on top of each other. And as much as I keep trying to have, you know, a positive outlook and keep looking forward to the future and keep having hope and just, you know, one must imagine Sisyphus hopeful. Fuck happy. Hopeful. Because, yeah. You gotta hope that the next day is gonna be better than the last, or else, yeah, pushing this rock up this hill every day, it gets monotonous and it gets tiresome. You ever heard the Fugazi song, "I'm so tired, sheep are counting me"? That's kind of how I'm feeling, because, like I say, things have just been piling up, man. I think essentially since like the beginning of last year, it's just been one thing after the other where shit has gone wrong for me and my family and, you know, the country and the world. And all the effects of all those things are, like, they've weighed on me at various times. But, yeah, we're here again. Because, yeah, the thing is, okay, so... partially what might have caused this stroke is that my grand stuff is, well, was, some of it still is in storage, some of it is in people's houses, because, yeah, part of the moving to Joburg thing is she was staying at my mom's for now, and then they've got a house that they're moving into in August together, and then she was going to ship up her stuff from Durban, which is in storage at a facility in Waterfall, that got looted last week. And unfortunately, yeah, quite a bit of her stuff got stolen. And so she was quite stressed about that. And that was weighing on her a lot. And I think that might have caused, you know, some of the stress that eventually led to this. But weirdly enough, not all of her stuff was stolen. But she does, like, she kind of knows that now, I guess. We only found out after she had the stroke that... yes, about half the stuff is still there, like, and some of the, like, important stuff is there, the sentimental stuff, which is what we were really stressed about. Like, her furniture and TVs and stuff like that was gone, but thankfully, family stuff, mementos and things like that were still there and weren't burnt, and so some small joys, but I don't know how much she's going to get to enjoy those things for a while. But there is rehab, there are options, you know, she can regain some of her facilities, and I don't know all the details just yet. I'm reading, I'm learning, and we'll see. I am going to be going up to Joburg relatively soon to visit my mom and gran and help them move and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll be there in August for a bit, just helping out where I can. And yeah, other than that, haven't really been doing much. Because, yeah, I'm feeling a bit defeated. And as I was going to get into before I was mentioning that, you know, one of the things that just feels really frustrating is, like, this was a period where my gran was meant to kind of enjoy life. Because she's had a pretty difficult time of it, especially with men. And my actual grandfather, not the guy she landed up with for like 40 years, but the guy who she was with when she had my mom and her two brothers, he was an absolute piece of shit. He was abusive and he treated her like shit. And that's had a lasting effect. And then the next guy, from what, you know, I've heard over the last few months of living with my gran and that, also, he wasn't, like, abusive, but he was very controlling, and so that, you know, in some ways he was abusive, and, yeah, she landed up looking after him for the, like, end of his life whilst he was passing away of cancer, of skin cancer, and, you know, I helped them a bit because she got hit by a car. This all happened in the last year, so, yeah, that's all been just a big thing, and it's like, finally, she's no longer has to worry about the house or anything, you know. She's gone up to Joburg, she's living with my mom, they're moving into a new house, everything's going to be cool. They're going to have a good time together, and then all of this happened, and it's now going to be a lot harder again. And I feel for her, you know. I feel for my mom, I feel for my whole family, who've just dealt with quite a lot as well as the last, I don't know, at least in my lifetime, there's been a lot of things that have happened, you know, like murders, like multiple people in my family have been murdered in different countries around the world. Some of it was front page fucking news, unfortunately. So that's, you know, that's been something we've dealt with. Another one, the body was never found, so there was never that closure. And yeah, man. Sorry, I know this is a heavy fucking episode, but yeah, like I was saying, since the beginning of last year, things started going downhill a bit for me, you know. I had some stuff going, looking up, and then got taken away, and then more and more things, as COVID hit, started disappearing, and now I'm just feel like I'm fucking treading water. And as much as I keep trying and I keep doing things and I keep like working on my skills and creating new things and working on different projects and, you know, pitching things and, you know, fucking trying, it just feels like I can't catch a break. And I know it's very myopic and all of that. And that, yeah, there are plenty of other people out there who obviously have it worse than I do. You know, I've got it pretty good in comparison to a lot of people. But that doesn't mean, like, you know, I can't want shit to be a bit fucking better. Like, you know. It's not like I'm not trying. It's not like I'm not trying to fucking make the better. That's the thing. It's like, if I was just, like, yeah, not putting in any effort and not getting any results, then sure. But you know, I'm doing the things, I'm trying, and yeah, I'm just hoping that I can catch a break at some point, because shit sucks, dude. Like, that's the only way I can really put it. And I haven't really been on social media much this week either, because I'm just fucking over everyone's opinion again. Like, I go through, yeah, obviously, like, when I go through these periods where biggest shit is going on in my life, and it's like, you know, maybe I don't care about people's fucking opinions on billionaires going to space. I really don't. You're not adding anything new to the conversation, trust me. And plus, if you were a billionaire, you would fucking want to go to space. I want to go to space, and I'm not even a billionaire. If someone gave me the opportunity to go to space, I would go to space. And especially if I was a billionaire, because what else fucking new shit can you do? You've probably done all the most fucking weird and wild and crazy shit that is possible in this world. Like, John McAfee wasn't even a billionaire, and that dude wilded the fuck out. So, yeah, man, I get it. Like, I'm not like, yes, of course, fuck billionaires. And if you really want to do something about it, let's just eat one. Let's just eat one fucking billionaire live on TV and the rest will get into shape, you know? But until then, can we all just shut the fuck up about billionaires going to space and whatever the fuck they're doing? Because I just don't fucking care anymore. I really don't. I just... whatever. Like, cool. They're doing... like, they're not going to help. They're not going to spend their money on charity. We can constantly go at capitalism, this, blah, 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 that. But until you fucking do something about it, what's the point? We're all just moaning and complaining like I am right now. But it's not changing anything. It's not doing anything. And it's just annoying as fuck. So that's kind of where I'm at the moment. How you doing? You having a good week? You having a good time? You feeling happy? Feeling energized? Feeling positive? I'm not. fuck. Okay. I think that's it. I'm not gonna do the Patreon shit. I don't really want to talk about more things. And yeah, I'm done. Cool. I'll see you again next week. Don't worry. I'm not gonna. You know what? Let's just leave it at we'll see you next week. Okay. I'll see you again next week.